when you go through your whole life playing like an organized sport and you're a part of a family.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then that just goes away.
Disappears.
Yeah.
Overnight, like, literally.
It's kind of hard to process.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners, homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063. In this episode, we have Jenna Palumbo, owner of CrossFit Hershey and fitness enthusiast. Jenna, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you can make it in. Before we started recording, we were talking about so many of the people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about my cousin Rachel.
Yep.
Shout out to Rachel if you're listening. Jessica, who was on from, remind me.
Palmyra Fire. I always say fire truck. It's flour truck.
Flour truck.
My kids call it. Yeah, they're obsessed.
It's red, though.
Yeah, it's rosy.
I can see that. Yeah, rosy. Yeah, exactly. And who else do we have? You mentioned, Kate Ginder?
Kate Ginder, Heather Herman.
Shout out to Kate, Heather Herman. Phenomenal people. Phenomenal guests that have been on the podcast. So, such a small world. And now we have you here, the sole owner of CrossFit Hershey.
Yep.
Okay.
Take a sigh there.
Take a sigh there, yeah. Ooh, exciting. I gotta start off with, on the form, right? All the guests fill out a form. So I can try to know them, get an idea of what we're going to talk about, find out if they're like serial killers and we don't want them on the podcast, you know. But no, anyway, you passed the test, so here you are. You said on the form that you can say the states in alphabetical order in under 30 seconds, mm-hmm. which to me, I'm ashamed to say it. I don't know if I could name all 50 states.
You really probably don't. Could if you thought about it.
If I thought long enough.
If you thought about it, you can.
And I had enough time.
Well, and it kind of depends on, are you approaching it alphabetically? That's probably harder. But if you go geographically, you might be able to.
That's true.
Although,
maybe.
I don't know, who can really fill out a blank? Like if I
if you gave me the map, that would help a lot.
Can you actually fill in the states, though?
We had to. Did you have to do that in fifth grade or something?
No, I didn't.
I did.
I can't do that.
Yeah,
we
I remember.
We actually just did it not that long ago.
Really?
I don't even know where these states are. Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously. I think it was like fifth grade and... I remember I had to miss some recesses, I think, because I couldn't, or like fourth grade, because I couldn't get it. So if you're willing, I'd like to time. Let's do it. We'll get it legit. I got a timer here for 30 seconds.
All right.
It's going to count down, and then let's see if you can do them
30 seconds.
All right. Okay. I do trip over some of it, so it might sound like my kiddos, my five-year-old saying the alphabet.
No, that's cool. That's cool. And honestly, the listener's like, what? Are they going to know off of you? So I'm just gonna click, and then you go.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Yep. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Florida, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, North Carolina, oh man, Pennsylvania, I screwed it up, now I'm on the spot.
You're on the spot. Oh, you're doing so well, too. South Dakota, I think, messed you up.
Yeah.
I think that one.
See,
but you're going alphabetical order.
We'll do it again at the end. See if
all right, we'll see if
we can
get it at the end. Yeah, Well, is this your first time on a podcast or no?
No.
Okay.
This is like third. I've been on another one with Hungry Dog Podcast. He's my buddy out in Philadelphia. So
cool.
It's CrossFit related. CrossFit related.
I love that.
I've been on with him twice. So
nice. Awesome. Yeah. But this is your first in person one, or did you go to Philly?
Yeah, in person.
Okay, cool.
In person, yeah.
Awesome. All right. So let's get a little bit of background before we jump into CrossFit Hershey and you being the sole owner and what that like life and journey has been like. Let's get a little background. Early childhood, what was it like growing up?
Well, I'm the only girl in the family on both sides.
Okay.
So I had to learn to hold my own
pretty
early.
How many brothers?
I have one brother, but I have all male cousins.
I got you. Okay.
So with the exception of one that I didn't really see too much growing up. But other than that, I grew up all around sports. My brother's 5 years older than me. So leaving us home, you know, when I was five or six, seven, all we did was fight. So my mom would have to bring me like on the weekends, you know, my mom would have to bring me to the Y with her so she can take aerobics class and we weren't killing each other.
Yeah.
And that's how I found basketball. She like...
So you're big into basketball.
I played basketball my whole life.
Hey, you don't have to hold that the whole time.
Oh, my God.
You took your gum out? Yeah.
I did. Unless take it out because I didn't want to choke.
I just looked
on
down.
It.
I'm like, wait, what are you doing? Is she holding that? Here, I can throw it away here.
No, thank you.
Okay. So big into basketball.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time at the Y.
Yep. I grew up at the Hazleton YMCA. I'm not from this area. I'm a transplant.
That's up north then.
Yeah.
Right? Up,
yep.
What is that, 80, 81?
Yep. Lovely 81.
Okay. Yeah.
Awful.
So what's that
travel
like? I never, can't say I really ever been in Hazleton. What's it like growing up there?
It's completely different now than it was when I was growing up.
Okay.
But very family oriented when I was growing up. You know, we literally lived at the Y Saturdays and Sundays. We were with all of our friends. My cousin, like, we were there constantly. And it all started because my mom used to take step class when that was
really?
Still a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
I think everyone's mom kind of did that.
Yeah, like aerobics and, like,
yeah,
you know,
100%.
We were like the leg warmers and
right,
all that
right.
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe had the ankle weights or something going. Yeah,
I can remember before the Y had, like, you know, they got this big renovation. It's pretty now, but there used to be a window that we used to sit out and watch.
Yeah.
And she would say, go to the gym. Go see who's in the gym. So I went in one morning, and it's been history ever since. That's kind of, I mean, it's definitely how I found basketball, but it's, I think, how I found sports, because I got really into basketball to start. I played couple years of maybe one or two years of softball, couldn't really get into that, but I played soccer growing up as well. So if I wasn't playing basketball, usually I played year-round with AAU and just, you know, school stuff. I was at a baseball field. My brother was a really good baseball player. My dad coached him, so I was around sports
pretty much 24/7.
Yeah, which was cool.
Yeah,
you know, it's awesome.
So that had a pretty big impact then on, I mean, obviously what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Being an athlete, being into sports. So then going from like the middle school, high school, growing up in Hazleton, college, right to work, what was your plan after that?
Well, I didn't really have a plan, to be honest.
Yeah.
I admittedly
I feel
chose...
a lot of people don't.
Yeah, you know, like I feel like I think more now. I taught in high school for a few years, and I know I could think of kiddos off the top of my head that were like, I want to do this, and they just had a plan. I was never that kid. I just wanted to go to college to continue my basketball career.
Okay.
And I did get to do that. I ended up falling in love with human resources. So my goal was to move to a big city and be a headhunter, kind of like Mila Kunis in Friends with Benefits,
I got
right?
You. Yeah, I
yeah,
got
like
you.
That's what I wanted to do.
I could definitely say it. Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to be around people. I wanted to do things with people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I graduated, I did have a job before I graduated. It was with Benco Dental. I was an HR representative for them. And I sat behind a computer screen, and I had, like, literally no – there was, like, no civilization in my cubicle.
That's
it was
brutal.
Awful.
It's the worst.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I lasted, like, 4 months. I'm like, I can't do this. Luckily for me, during college, I was in and out of working for American Eagle, during like off season stuff, right? I would help out when I could during the season, but most of the time it was off season. They had a store called Aerie opening up. That was right when Aerie was born, basically.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, do you want to be a manager? You've worked here for 4 or 5 years. Like, you want to manage? I was like, sure. So I was able to do that. I worked there for about a year till I can figure out what I wanted to do. That's when I decided to go back to school for a master's in education and figured, well, if I can stick with HR and get into corporate training, great. Yeah. Or I can be a teacher. And that's how
great I found career Lebanon. Path as well. Yeah. So that's how you, So that's how you found Lebanon. So the first, where'd you go when you play basketball? What?
I went to King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Oh,
up north, so like up north. Dallas. What is it? Dallas, yeah, up that way?
Yeah. Harvey's Lake. Beautiful lake.
It's real nice. Yeah. My wife went to Misericordia up that way. Okay. Yeah. So I spent a lot of time
up
there.
This is a serious question.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Have you ever had Grotto's Pizza?
Oh, I feel like yes.
Okay. Good answer.
Isn't that right by the lake?
Yeah. That's the original location.
Then yes, yeah. I've had that. Yes,
but now they're like everywhere. They're in Delaware.
They're big now.
There's a location in Wilkes-Barre that's huge. But then they're down on the Delaware beaches too.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, up in there, like Northeast PA has some of the best pizza, pasta, Italian roots. I don't know what it is, but like, pierogies are big up that way. Yeah.
What's my last name?
Oh crap, Palumbo.
Thank you.
Sorry, I did have to look for the listeners. I do have my cheat sheet here, but I want to make sure I got it right. I'll get it by the end. So, wow. All right. So you went to Kings basketball. It's kind of interesting because I had gone to Kutztown. I was a thrower track and field. Yep. So I went to Kutztown to kind of further that. I'm not a big partier. Like people that know me, I wasn't a big partier. I'm still not. And I just remember like at some point you have to be like, okay, like I love sports, but it comes to an end. You know what I mean? Like that career path that you're on. And some kids from a young age, like with baseball and like soccer, like you mentioned, and football, like it has to come to an end. So I want to definitely like touch on that. Like for athletes after high school or after college, how do you fill that void? But so you went to Kings, then you came to Lebanon. Did you go to LVC for your?
No, I actually, so I graduated from Kings in 08. I was there for a year. About a year, yeah. I stayed up in Wilkes-Barre. I lived up in Wilkes-Barre for a year after I graduated. That's when I was managing at Aerie.
Yeah.
And then I ended up moving home with my parents to go to Bloom. My hometown is like 25 minutes from Bloom.
Okay.
So I just commuted. I was there 3 days a week, I believe. And then because I had already had a bachelor's, you can sub. So I started subbing in the Hazleton district. So I was subbing all day and going into school basically sometimes four, depending on the semester. Days a week. So,
okay.
It's busy.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Yeah. It keeps you busy. So then after Bloom, you moved down to like Lebanon.
Yeah. So it's funny story. I'll keep this one short. I was interviewing cause I still had that itch to go to a big city.
And yeah, really? And you end up in Lebanon.
Yeah. I end up in Lebanon. Yeah. Right. I chose the safer route. But I interviewed in Cherry Hill, New Jersey for a position in sales that was based in Philly. It was selling like seats to for all the big stadiums around to like corporations basically, but it was 100% commission.
Ooh, wow.
So moving live to Philly,
or die by the sword,
right? Yeah. Like I think I was sitting on Sea Isle Beach. I was sitting on the beach in Sea Isle City and I get a phone call. It was like a random Thursday. Cause at that point in my life, I would go to bed. I'd say goodnight to my mom and I would send her a picture from the beach in the morning and she'd be like, nice. Where the hell are
nice.
You? I'm
like,
I'm in New Jersey this time. Like, you know, we used to call it like suicide trips. Like we would just go for the day and come back. So I'm sitting on the beach in Sea Isle and I get this call from actually a friend's cousin that wanted me to come for an interview. And I thought, and it was an interview in Cherry Hill. So I'm like, I'm right next to Philadelphia. I'm not driving home.
Yeah.
So I went and bought something to wear to this interview.
That's
stayed
awesome.
At a crash at a friend's house and went to the interview the next day because they wanted to see me the next day. Ended up going back like I think the next day after that. And the second interview, which was I think that Friday, I come home and I had an email from Lebanon School District. And it was like, can you come in on Tuesday for an interview? And I'm like, what is going on? Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So I used to bartend at my uncle's bar. So I would sub, bartend, school. It was insane. It was absolutely insane. I think it was a Tuesday. It was definitely during the summer, but I had bartended the night before, so I have very little sleep. So my mom actually drove down with me so I could sleep in the car.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm on my way here, and I'm like, I don't want to live in Lebanon. I want to live in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope she's listening. I walk into the interview, and it was a girl that just, we immediately hit it off. Like, immediately. Come to find, she'd be my assistant principal had I taken the job.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm telling you, this interview ended with her giving me, like, directions to the outlets in Lancaster.
Oh, wow.
Like,
we immediate just click. Hit you just it clicked. Off. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we go to the outlets in Lancaster, and I'm standing in Carter's because my nephew at the time was only 1 year old, and they call me and they're offering me the job.
Wow.
So now I have a phone call from Philadelphia saying, we want you.
Oh, yeah.
100% commission, or good old Lebanon, PA.
Yeah, right, right. Not so much a big city.
Yeah. Know, a little different.
You're right.
I think what helped me make the decision, though, is my mom and a bunch of her friends, like, I grew up at Hershey Park. Hazleton's an hour from here. So we were at Hershey Park at least once a month. So I'm not that I at that time knew the area, but I knew it was pretty. It was nice. It was family friendly. It wasn't just what I saw coming to good old 8th Street. Actually, I think my interview was at the high school while they were under construction.
Yeah.
That was in 2011. So
okay.
I accepted the position and found an apartment, and was it Hurricane Irene hit?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It poured.
It was bad. And the apartment building I was moving into with my friend, she was coming with me because she wanted to get out of Hazleton, was gutted. So we had to wait to move in. So I was commuting.
Ooh.
Starting in August till about the end of September. I commuted for 2 months.
That's brutal.
An hour. It was bad.
Yeah.
Never going. It was always driving home. That was bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I ended up in Lebanon, and I've been here ever since. So.
That's wild. And what's your mom's first name?
Nanette. She actually moved down here
too.
Shout
out to Nanette. That's awesome. Like, because you were burning the candle at both ends there.
Oh, it was bad, yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that she was like, look, I'll drive you know, I'll get you there, make sure you're safe. Moms are awesome, you know,
yeah.
For sure.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to all the parents out there because they're kind of like the unsung heroes, you know, especially when you're a young kid, like teenager and stuff, man. You think your parents don't know nothing and, you know, you're just like, you think you know everything, but.
Then you become a parent.
As you get older, yeah, become a parent. Yeah, you're like, oh man, mom and dad, they knew their shit. They were watching out for me, you know. So that's how you got here to Lebanon. Let's take a quick sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a Garage Beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. What was it like? Like, what did you think? Because you always want to go to the big city. Now, here you are in Lebanon.
So I ended up taking a middle school position.
Okay.
I was at the middle school. And I was there for 3 years till I went to a high school. I would teach middle school over high school any day of the week.
Really?
I loved my job at Lebanon Middle School. I did.
Okay.
I thought I wanted... I was coaching, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Basketball, of course.
Are you from Lebanon?
Oh, yeah. But born and raised on
Wall Street. So, like, Sadie's Cakes and Bakes, Sadie Eisenhower?
Yes. Yeah,
she was the senior.
No
on
way.
Our team when I started coaching.
Shout out to Sadie.
Yeah.
Her cakes are the best.
Oh, they're amazing.
I find reasons
to get them.
Oh, you have to. Yeah, it could be Easter. It doesn't matter. St. Patrick's Day, you need a cake. Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, shout
full
out to
moon?
Sadie.
Sure, let's get a cake.
Exactly right. Full moon. I love it. So, okay, right. So
you
coach basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, what were you teaching again?
I was teaching computers at the time, like just a business class.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Computer class, okay. Yep. All right.
Yep. So we had a really young staff at the middle school. And I think, you know, I moved an hour away from my friends, my family. I'm still very close to my family. My nephew was only one at the time. Like it was tough.
Yeah.
And I needed that community. And it was nice to, you know, teach in a school that had all people my same age. Some of them still teach there. I'm sure if I name dropped other people, you would know.
Yeah.
You know, Amanda Reinier.
That sounds really familiar.
She's at the high school now, but she's a math. She was Amanda Aguido. She's from the Lancaster area. I think she went to Manheim Township, but she's still in Lebanon. Anyway, we ended up having this like pretty awesome group of people, you know, and it was nice to have that like network of friends, mm-hmm. which helped. I was still driving home every weekend for the most part,
but
it was nice to have like a group of people that were my age that I can hang out with, and I had a little bit of a network there. I loved what I did. I loved that age. I stopped coaching my third year at the middle school because I took on an additional job at the school. So I was teaching a full schedule, but I was also the media specialist in the building.
Oh, wow.
It was insane. It was insane. It was a lot. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't think it was really fair pay. So I was like, you know,
yeah,
I'm killing myself every day. I kind of want to get back into coaching, but I don't want to coach here anymore. Ended up taking a job at East High.
East High.
CD East, Central Dolphin East.
Okay.
Yeah, the school where you get kicked out of Harrisburg and you come to East.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah?
Like
the kids, yes, or just the atmosphere?
It was fun. Okay. It was like, I felt like, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer and, no, it wasn't that bad. But it was, right, okay, it was, you know, it was interesting. Yeah. And
yeah,
when I realized how far I was driving every day, I'm like, there's no way that I can coach. Like it was a 40-minute commute,
yeah,
there and back.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
It is.
Was bad.
Yeah.
And then I had my first son in 2017 and never went back to teaching. But, well, teaching in that classroom.
Okay.
I still teach, but obviously different things now.
Very different, right?
Very different.
Very different, yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow. What a crazy, like, journey. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah,
going from wanting to be in the big city to moving to Lebanon, starting in Hazleton, going up to Kings. Like, wow. Okay. So, I kind of want to hit on, like I mentioned earlier, right, with athletes after their sport's done, you know, what do they do? How do they stay fit? You know, maybe how do they find that motivation that they might've lost? And I know you had mentioned, and if it's okay with like kind of sharing, but you know, before you found CrossFit, I guess you were kind of at a low point, and kind of talk about that a little bit, because everybody has, I think, struggles and goes through things differently, but it's like, you know, whether they're an athlete or whatever it may be, when that last whistle blows, it's like, what do you do after that? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's what CrossFit was for me. Like, it filled that void of not having the organized sports. But there's also a mental side of CrossFit, too. It was so bizarre. When we bought the gym in 2020, I was going through paperwork, and I found my intake form.
Okay.
And it said on there, like, why do you know, one of the questions is like, why are you here? Why do you want to join us? It was nice. It said it nice. It didn't say it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I put, I want to be mentally tougher. I had just hit a hard patch. You know, I had some real crappy relationships that didn't work out that made me second guess who I am. And I kind of lost myself in those relationships. And a friend of mine had said to me, he was actually doing CrossFit up in Northeastern PA. And he said, you need to find a CrossFit gym close to you and see if you like it. I think you'll really like it. And it was, you know, on that same, like, I just need a community. Like, I had my school, right? I had my teachers, and they all lived in Lititz in Lancaster and, you know, not in Annville. I was living in Annville. And I needed something in the summer. Like, I needed a network. I needed a community, you know? And when I joined there, it was 2 years after I moved down here. I joined in 2013 in the spring. It, like, changed my world. It really did. I think any athlete that's coming off of, you know, a season or a career, finding something that fills that void is huge. It doesn't have to be CrossFit. For me, it was. I know a lot of people, it was for them too, in our gym and other gyms around, you know, the country.
Yeah.
But when you go through your whole life playing like an organized sport and you're a part of a family.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And then that just goes away.
Disappears.
Yeah.
Overnight, like, literally.
It's kind of hard to process and like figure out how do I get that back in some capacity where I'm at right now. And that's what CrossFit was for me.
You mentioned like community, because you know, I think that is, as humans, like, everybody wants to fit in, right? Mm-hmm. Especially from a young age, you know, you always want to fit in, elementary school, middle school, and you know, you have to have the new shoes or whatever it is. You don't want to be that outsider, you know, so you want to find your group, whatever it is, whether you're into nerdy stuff like Star Wars, Pokemon cards, Harry Potter, whatever it is.
But listen, Harry Potter.
Yeah? You're a big fan, aren't you?
I'm a huge fan.
You're a huge fan? Man. Okay.
I will nerd out on Harry Potter. Yes.
Okay,
in
so
like 3
like
months.
Whoa, that's wild. Okay.
It was bad. But we'll get to that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But you see what I mean? Like, you want to fit in. You want that community. So so CrossFit has that community. It has that, maybe that family feel.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of times, like, literally, you know, especially for college athletes, you know, when it's done, it's like, what do you do? You know, of course you start working and everything, but you lose that, maybe some of those friendships that you have with your fellow athletes on the team and stuff. So it's like, how do you build that? So, you know, what for you was like the moment that you're like, okay, I need to do CrossFit. Like, I need something. What was it? Do you remember like an exact moment in time that, you were like, okay, other than being like, okay, down, was there a moment you're like, I need to do something?
Well, when my friend had suggested to go, they offered free classes for people that were interested, right? It would just like show That's up on nice, a Wednesday yeah. night with a group of others that were doing the same thing or trialing basically. And we would do it together. And to see the different shapes, sizes, walks of life, like all different kind of people in the gym doing the same workout, just in different like levels, was kind of mind blowing to me.
Okay.
Like, all right, we all show up and we're all doing the exact same workout that's written on the board, but you know, she's not doing pull-ups, she's doing ring rows, and he's not doing push-ups, he's, you know, on a box doing It was just like, I can do this. Like, this is, I can do hard things. Like, yeah. I can, you know, that's yeah. like my, one of my friend's mottos I obviously repeat now. But yeah, it was kind of like mind-blowing to see 60-year-olds next to 15-year-olds, and they're doing the same thing.
Wow.
You know, yeah. So I went to the free trial class, loved it, signed up for our orientation. The orientation process, the former owner of CrossFit, she started what they call orientation, where if you're brand new to CrossFit, never done it before, you show up, you give us 5 hours of your time, not right out of way. It's like an hour in session.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah, you're like,
I was like,
well,
man,
shit.
That's a big commitment. One no, day, 5 hours.
Just like, you can do
you're
it.
Buying
every...
dinner? No, I was kidding. But yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not? Right. We've yeah. doubled up on like two at a time, but that's usually the most of it. But yeah. You know, you come in for your 5 hours, an hour here, an hour there. You can get it done in a week. You can get it done in 2 weeks, however long you want. But you familiarize yourself with what you're going to see in class. So it keeps everybody safe, okay. It keeps you safe. You have a little bit of body awareness. You know what that movement looks like, right? And it's not like you're brand new. Because have you ever seen like somebody snatch? They like throw a barbell over their head.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah, yeah.
You catch and watch. Imagine people showing up that's never done that before, right? And they're in a class of 20. And you got 6 new people that never did that. And now you're trying to coach them through. It's yeah. terrifying.
I was going to say, I'd say a mix of intimidation, being intimidated.
Yeah.
But then also, if I was in your shoes, I'd be worried about them getting hurt because
right.
they don't know. I mean,
absolutely.
It's pretty... fluid motion, and it's yeah. it's kind of violent. You know,
yeah.
you got to really
yeah,
get into
it. Could
it,
be.
You know?
It could
yeah.
be. So during orientation, yeah. you know, you find what, like, I have athletes that will do orientation now that don't really, they don't move well. So maybe we hold off on snatching and we work on other things first to establish yeah. some strength, right? That's what you kind of, that's the kind of thing you figure out in orientation. So anyway, I went through orientation with the owner at the time. Absolutely loved him. He was great. And it was maybe my third session. And he said, why don't you stick around for class? And I was like, oh, shit.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was
oh, yeah.
just here
yeah.
for an hour.
What
doing,
did I do?
Like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And I remember in my exact spot I was standing in. And I of course, went to like the back corner of the gym so nobody can see me, which is not impossible because it's a big open space.
Yeah.
And to the right of me was a woman with like – really short blonde hair. And she said to me, you know, she asked me like, what's your name? You know, I'm Melissa. And she had just started maybe a few months before me.
Yeah.
And Melissa Green is still coaching for us. She owned the gym with me a few years ago. Like,
oh, wow.
It was that night that I realized how friendly everybody was and how much of a family it felt like there. And it's like, if you missed a class, people were texting you like, where you at? You know, yeah. like that's what I needed. I needed the accountability to show up and like.
That's huge, right?
Move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that was the night that was like, I'm in. I'm all in.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And I think what I like hearing, because from an outsider, like I never did CrossFit. I mean, during track, I got in great shape at Kutztown. But like when I picture CrossFit, sounds a little intimidating. And I like that at CrossFit Hershey, it's like you said, it's community. I like the, you know, the orientation mm-hmm. period that you mentioned, you know, get people up to speed, which I think is huge. And then the fact that, like you said, accountability, because I remember, again, talking about track, whether it was at Kutztown or Cedar Crest, you know, it was the other athletes, the other throwers on the team that you wanted to better yourself for. And they, you know, they,
yeah.
all right, hey, Sully, you got to do a couple more pushups, you know, and not that I was slacking, but, you know, they kept you accountable, like you said, you know,
yeah.
or you'd stay late because, you know, the guy you're throwing against, Colby Jarowski, if you listen, you know, we would always throw shot put together and we'd want to better ourselves. And like, I couldn't let him have the best throw and he probably couldn't let me have the best
right.
throw. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. And it was interesting today. I was out on the road, stopped at Subway, and next to Subway was an LA Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
First time I ever seen an LA Fitness, like in person. Anyway, needless to say, everybody that got out of their car, I swear, had to be 99% of the people that went to this LA Fitness looked like America's Next Top Model. guys, girls, male, female, didn't matter. They're all like built. And I'm just like, why would it, that to me is like, why would I want to go there? Why, that sounds intimidating. But again, like you said, at CrossFit Hershey, it's all ages, all shapes and sizes, you know, all colors and creed. And that's so cool because it, to me, that's, I'd be more aptable. I think it's a word, or I'd be more willing to try it because it's like, okay, yeah. Look, if that 60 some year old can do it, why can't I? You know what I mean?
And
you don't have to be this model-esque looking
person.
No,
that's the beauty of the sport. You know, it was made for everyone, literally. Rated E for everyone.
Yeah. Rated E for everybody.
I wish they can steal that slogan because it works so much better for CrossFit than it does for video games. But
that's
whatever.
Great. So So that was your moment. You joined CrossFit Hershey. How did you then become the sole owner? Take us through that.
Let's see. So I was a member in 2013, became pretty quickly obsessed with it because it gets addicting.
In what way?
In a really good way. Like there's way worse addictions you can have.
100%.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Right. Yeah.
But, you know, you start, like for me, it was, well, I can't do a pull-up. So I'm going to go and I'm going to spend some extra time after class to do a pull-up. And then I'm going to ask one of our coaches to help me, like maybe write a couple things for me to get stronger in that movement. You start to see where you can get better and you just figure out ways to get better. Like it's addicting. It really is. In the barbell movements, in the gymnastics that we do, even in the endurance that we do, like it's, there's always ways to better yourself.
Yeah.
And it's the challenge that the chase of the challenge that really like ignited me to stick around. In that time between 2013 and 2020, when we bought the gym, I had a shoulder surgery and two kiddos. So my, you know, journey was up and down. Like I was at my peak strongest, right? And then I was at my weakest coming back from having babies. But
yeah,
I think without having CrossFit and going into those two pregnancies would have been a completely different experience. We have a lot of moms that come through now that have been members, or some people show up that are pregnant and like help, you know, like how can I be fit for this delivery I'm about, you know, to go through? Like it's things like that. I get to help all those moms, which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
But it gets addicting because you want to see yourself like, what can my body do today? How far can I push today? Within reason, you know, there's always, we have boundaries and we make sure we're big on safety and stuff like that. But I fell in love with it for, I don't know, probably within the first couple weeks that I was there. In 2020, the owners, it's probably 18. The owners that had owned it previously opened another gym in York. And they sort of like shifted down there. They started living down there. And the wife was driving back and forth.
Whoa,
and
then she that's was, a haul.
At like 4 in the morning. And then she was pregnant. And she was driving back and forth. And it just got to be a lot. And I think they just wanted to kind of start over in York. Not start over, but it was just easier for them. I think there's family down there. And it just made more sense for them to be down there. So they looked into, they leading up to that time, we had kind of like always joked about buying it. And it was like a random conversation. I was driving home from Myrtle Beach with my kids in the car and my mom. And I get a text like, hey, are you still interested in potentially buying? I was like, yep.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of unfolded from there. October 19th of 2020 was the official start date of the new ownership. And it was me and three other people, Melissa Green being one of them. And then last year in January, I had the opportunity to buy everyone out and kind of make it my own. The other three that were with us, they all have primary jobs, right? This is sort of a side gig for them. It didn't make sense to grow in ways that we wanted to grow. I mean, it's not that it didn't make sense. It didn't bring in enough money for everybody to basically benefit from, right?
Right, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, it made sense for one person at that time to kind of take over and kind of make
run
it their
with
own.
It.
Yeah. And since I didn't go back to teaching, I was sort of like, yeah, I'm in. Melissa's mom actually had a pretty bad accident. She had to get like crazy amount of staples in her head. She fell down the steps. And I think months of her recovering, Melissa was like, you know, she's got a pretty demanding job. And I think she realized how much time she wasn't getting back with her mom and anyone really.
Yeah.
So that was another big factor for her too. So she's still there. Like she's, you know, they backed out, her and her husband backed away from owning it, but they still come. Melissa still coaches for me. Like, they're still involved, but it just made more sense for her to, you know, spend time with family and stuff. So I got the opportunity to take it on myself. Seized it. And
you're all about it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. But I love it. It's like, you know, yeah. But you know, you went from like wanting this big city thing to like, in my opinion, finding your happiness, right?
Oh my God, yeah, like, absolutely.
Finding your passion, yeah, you know,
and that's exactly what it is. Like, I don't feel like I work. This doesn't feel like work.
I can tell.
Well,
can tell.
That's not true. The payroll crap side of it is absolutely no work, but I have help now, so I'm good with that. But there are things that feel like work, but 90% of it, no. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
So I gotta ask, what is like a typical day like for you being an owner of CrossFit Hershey?
Depends on the day.
Okay.
Mondays and Tuesdays are my longest day there. I'm there at about 5 a.m. I leave around noon, depending on the day, and I'm back over there by sometimes 3, sometimes 4. It just depends. There have been days I'm there Monday and Tuesday, and I'm there for like 12 hours.
Wow.
But we have a comfy couch, and we have TVs, and there's an office space now that kind of feels like home. So it's, again, I don't feel like I'm working. I could spend an entire day there, and it not really faze me. Wednesdays are slow. I don't go in. I try to stay out of the gym. I protect those days. My littlest is not in kindergarten yet, so he gets to spend Wednesdays with I get to spend with him. I shouldn't say he gets to spend with me. I get to spend it with him. So we have our adventure days on Wednesdays.
Cool. That's awesome.
That ends up being like an admin day, you know, early morning admin day. And when he kind of lays down a little bit, I do a little bit more. Thursday, Friday, I'm there in the mornings again. Not super early, but through the afternoon. I think the way I structure my days will be much different now, having both kiddos in school full time come September. There'll be a lot more space for things that I want to do. And you know, there's some big things coming in the pipeline, so I'm excited for it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
say much.
I was going to say, you're going to tell? Okay. Well, we'll have to have you back on then. We'll do
part
two.
Absolutely.
All right. You're always welcome back on. So now, you know, like, what about Saturday, Sundays? You open Saturday, Sundays?
Saturday, Sundays, we're open. Yeah.
Wow.
Saturdays, depending on if my kids are with me, I don't go until later on. We're open at 7 technically, but we have some people that will open earlier for us, for those early birds that like to get in and get it done.
Nice. Yeah.
I will tell you, you walk in there at 7:15 on a Saturday morning, it's bumping. Like, there are 30 people in there, depending on the day and the time of year. Obviously, that matters.
Yeah.
But usually by like 11 a.m., everybody's home and hanging out with their friends and stuff.
Okay.
So, Sundays, we're not open yet. It's coming. We have some people that want like some open gyms, but we're getting into High Rocks and DECA. Have you ever heard of that?
Why does that sound DECA?
DECA no, Fit. What? There's actually Spooky Nook is hosting a DECA Fit competition, and it's like functional fitness, but mixed in with like endurance. So it's all the things that we do. Just you don't use a barbell. So there's a couple of, I shouldn't say a couple, there's probably like 10 of us that are probably going to do that because we have the background in the strength part of it.
Yeah.
So Sundays might be our DECA High Rocks day.
Okay.
For the next couple months.
And High Rocks, I just picture like climbing rocks?
No.
Okay.
But good guess.
I'm just trying.
High Rocks. It actually started in the UK. We just started implementing classes now. And I don't really think it's really hit Northeastern PA. Well, I shouldn't say Northeastern PA. Central PA.
Yeah.
I'm used to saying Northeastern
PA. I get you. Yeah.
It's, again, functional movements, but it's running.
Ooh.
I don't like running.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Not a fan of running.
So wait, there's nothing to do with...
It's not CrossFit, but it's very similar. So basically what's been happening is when High Rocks hit, you know, the streets, we'll say, a lot of CrossFit gyms started adopting it because we have all the equipment. Most of us have all the space. There's sled pushes. There's lunges.
Okay.
There's ruck. You hold a ruck bag and you do some lunges. You do farmer carries with kettlebells. The runs are all like 0.6 miles. So it's 1,000 meters, I believe. And it's 1,000 meters and you come back and you do a functional movement. You do another 1,000 meters, you come back and you do a different functional movement.
Wow.
But the High Rocks is the same race every time you do it. So if you're into it, you can get really addicted to that too because you always want to better your
score. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like marathon runners.
Your PRs, right? Personal record.
Absolutely.
Yeah, personal best.
Yeah. So we started implementing High Rocks classes for people that just didn't want to use a barbell because not everybody wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to take off like really, really well. And we're not really marketing.
Yeah.
That's my fault. But
well, you got a lot going on.
Hey, if you're listening. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Okay. All right. So as an outsider, again, I was like, okay, are you climbing a rock wall? Like, what is it?
Sounds
so,
like it.
No, I appreciate you explaining that, you know. But now, you know, obviously you're the sole owner, but you probably have a team of some pretty kick-ass people that are behind you. So, like, talk a little bit about them. Is there anyone you want to shout out that's, like, doing amazing work for you?
All of them.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
I have, like, well, including me, I believe there's 10 coaches. We have one that's interning right now, who she's amazing too. So, I mean, starting at the top of the line, Melissa Green, who's been there for a few months before I started.
Yeah.
She coaches a couple classes a week. Again, has a pretty demanding job, but she's fun to be around. She coaches good classes. Kim Weber, who does all of our kiddie stuff. You know, she does gymnastics for little ones, and it's so cute.
Oh, wow. Do you
even
have that
during
there?
The summer? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Or sorry, not during the summer, during the school year. She takes a break during the summer, but she coaches our functional fit classes for us and one or two CrossFit classes here and there. We have Kate Franzetti. She just got married, so I had to make sure I say that last name. She's got her L3. I don't know if you know anything about.
No. What is.
So when you want to become a CrossFit coach, you get your level one. And it's basically just learning the basics, right? And how to apply, you know, the movement and kind of how to coach people. It doesn't really get really in-depth on coaching until you get to level two. I just did my level two in February.
Oh, you did?
It was the best weekend ever.
Okay, so my notes are wrong. Because I had you at an L1, right? I did some research that said you were an L1.
But CrossFit takes forever to update their website.
Okay.
Man, it still says L1.
Yeah, sorry. I use like an AI to kind of help. Oh, yeah.
No,
stuff.
You're fine.
But, so you're an L2 now?
I'm an L2 now.
Okay.
Yeah. So
next
went,
level.
Spent, yeah, next level. Went and spent a weekend in Baltimore. Well, it was like Silver Spring, Maryland, actually. And I spent, was it 9 to 5, 2 days in a row? And you just learn how to teach people the movements, how to correct faults, how to make them move better, basically. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Level one is great. Anybody can take it, even if you don't want to coach. It's just a really informative weekend. CrossFit Training does an amazing job with all of their certs and stuff. So level two is great. Kate is a level three. Level three is kind of combining all of it, which includes like nutrition and movement and the methodology behind it, which it gets really scientific. Like it's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's like mesmerizing when you listen to somebody talk about the methodology behind it. It's not just like we throw a bunch of shit together and it's like, do it.
Yeah.
No,
right,
like there's a
right.
reason
yeah,
for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So the
there's
L3,
method. Right.
yeah, method yeah. to the madness. L3 sits, it's a test you actually sit for, but it combines the L1, your L2, and then some like situational things. And it's a hard test to pass.
Okay.
She's got her L3. The Army actually paid for it for her. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Army now covers certifications for CrossFit.
That's cool.
Which is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I imagine like you mentioned earlier, CrossFit, not just for physical, but also for mental.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know, and people in the service, obviously, you know, I've had some past guests and PTSD and things like that, which is very real. Not just for military, but you know, to have the military pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. So, we have Brenda Balmer, Liv Bingaman Wolf. She got married too. Everybody's changing their name on me.
Yeah.
We have a new coach, Troy Spencer, who just moved back to the area. He was a Lower Dolphin grad and moved back. He's a youth pastor over at Grace Point in Anvil, but he brings some serious energy to classes. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. We got Kristen Seibert, who she's a transplant as well. She came from Annapolis. I'm probably forgetting people. I know I am, but Eamon Coyne is he went to the CrossFit Games twice in his career, which is pretty wild. He ages up next year, which I'm sure he'll end up there again. He's a bit of a freak athlete.
I was going to say, so real quick for like the listeners, because I don't even know, what does it take to be a freak athlete like that? Like, to perform at the games, like to go, because not everyone goes, right?
I mean, not everybody goes. No,
you had to be really good.
The process is pretty cool.
Okay,
it is. Now, when CrossFit was built, the original owner, you want to say that owned CrossFit, his name is Greg Glassman, wanted nothing to do with the games because he thought it was a moneymaker. He just wanted the methodology, right? So another team came in and kind of put together the game. So they do what's called the CrossFit Open, in February into March. It's usually, it started off as 5 weekends. It used to be 5 weekends years ago when I first started, and then they cut it down to 3. It's 3 weekends. They announce a workout on Thursday. You have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday to complete it. And you do it in your own gym. And you fall, if you sign up, it's $20. And you fall on a leaderboard out of the entire world.
Wow.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. I think this past year was like my 12th year doing it. Wild. But it's the world is basically sectioned off in regions. And then the next step this year, they changed it. This year, you go right to semifinals. So we had two athletes that went to semifinals. Amy was one of them. Adrienne Muller was another. She coaches for me here and there. She does some Saturday classes. She brings some serious energy too. And she's also a freak athlete. Yeah. So watching them do workout is super fun. But they both made it to semis. They were in the top 100 of semis, but didn't make it to the games.
Wow.
So it just gets, they take the top, like this year they took the top 2% of the whole world and sent them to semifinals. And then from there they took the top 30.
Yeah.
So it gets really,
really
small,
really tough. Like, yeah. That's
but
crazy.
It's pretty wild. But knowing that you can start that you know, process with everyone, including the elites, you know, and you're doing the same workouts they're doing and you're on the same leaderboards they're doing, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I could see how that could get addicting.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like big into competing like that and wanting to be the best in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Whew, yeah.
That's wild. Let's take a quick snack break. This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky. Eat, meat, repeat. So to pick back up, was there anybody else you wanted to shout out? I think you covered a lot, but again, I don't know.
We have amazing. So many people. I mean, even outside of our coaches, though, our community is amazing. Like when I started, there were a few people that started right around the same time. They're still there. Jess being one of them.
Yeah.
Jess Molloy being
Isn't
one
that
of
awesome?
Them. John Kreifels is another one. I mean, there's people that have been there since it opened in 2010. So, you know, I can shout out every member we have too, because everybody's just, we have a really good group of people.
It's a tight knit community,
yeah.
like you said.
Yeah.
So let me ask this then. Can you share maybe a standout story or something that maybe inspired you or a transformation you saw in one of the members?
Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. The most recent. So we have a woman that started with us. I believe she's maybe around 8-9 months in to her journey. When she was 14, I believe, she dislocated her patella, I think a few times. It didn't just happen once. And since then, she stopped moving. Like, she didn't do anything. She wasn't into fitness at all. She's in her 20s now, and her husband joined. And, you know, she came to us with literally no fitness background whatsoever. And to watch her do things that she couldn't do when she first stepped in, like, I just watched her do rounds and rounds of jumping pull-ups on Monday and running, and you know, she couldn't really jump well, so we started her off on like a really small plate, and now she's jumping to a smaller box. Like, to watch people like that come in, it's like, I've never done this before, I want to learn. And to see them show up, be consistent, try things that they don't think they can do, and then watch their face light up when they can do it, it's awesome. Yeah. I'm getting the chills just thinking about it.
Getting goosebumps, getting excited. Yeah.
Like, so she's like, she is so fun to watch right now, and she's so fun to coach right now, because she just wants to be better for herself, you know? None of us are going anywhere in the sport. Well, maybe Eamon and Adrienne, but none of us outside of those two, you know? We just like to show up and move, and having people like her, her name's Ash, having people like Ash is it makes it way more fun.
Well, there you go. I mean, and that's what it's all about. It's enjoying the ride, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You only get one go around, and the fact that, because again, I feel like a lot of people, it's just like the sedentary lifestyle. You know what I mean? You work, you go home, you have your family, whatever it may be. And then next thing you know, you realize, whoa, it's like you're getting older. You know what I mean? Like, time just goes so quickly.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's a community out there, CrossFit Hershey being one of them here locally, that you can get involved with. And it sounds like you have something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we talked about earlier. So I kind of want to ask, you know, obviously, I would consider you a female leader in a very physically demanding industry. Some may say maybe it's a male-driven industry. I don't know. But, you know, what advice would you give to anyone starting out, male or female, and what's, like, an advantage of joining CrossFit?
So if somebody was starting the gym themselves or they were buying a gym, I asked the same exact question to an affiliate owner in Philadelphia. She's one of the first affiliate owners in the Northeast. She owns CrossFit King of Prussia.
Oh, nice.
Her name's Amy Lyons. She's amazing. She's on the seminar staff, so she does all the seminars when you go and you get your L1, L2, all that. I asked her the same exact question the summer right before the sale went through. And she said to me, be authentic, be you. Like, it's your gym, follow your heart, be authentic. And I keep going back to that conversation because, like I said, there's things coming in the pipeline and we're still going to be a CrossFit gym, but we're trying to broaden our horizons a little bit. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. That's going to drive me nuts. All right.
Once we get off, I'll tell you. How's that sound?
Okay. All right. Yeah. You tell me off air. And then we'll have you back.
There you go.
I'm like, are you doing like a ninja course? Like, what is it?
Okay. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Anyway, I don't know what your thoughts are, but yeah, continue.
Yeah. Just be yourself. And I think it took me a year to get my own systems in place. Like what works for me and what works for me to run the gym as best I can. You know, I tried to start off with like, all right, Mondays I'm going to answer emails and Tuesdays I'm going to reach out to expiring members and Wednesday I'm going to be with Briggs and then Thursday, it doesn't work like that. You know, yeah. I've been so much better in the last couple months of finding things in like finding pockets of time to get all that done. But I think the biggest thing is just be authentic.
Okay.
Be yourself, make decisions and stick by them.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's it because if you're real, you know, and if you're true to yourself, you find your passion, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I like that, like, you know, making it your own is so big, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so important.
And people
too.
Feel that. And I'm going to, admittedly, I don't like to say nice things about myself. I'll put it that way. But yeah. I know that when people tell me they love my gym, I know they feel how I feel about it. You know, like if you're passionate about what you do, people are going to feel that.
Yeah.
And I think I do a good job of showing that love.
Well, people are willing to say it. It's a great compliment. You know what I mean? Because they see the passion. They see, like you said, the love for what you're doing. And then, you know, because people, I find that they will always go out of their way to say if something's bad or not good. Or they'll go to Facebook or Google reviews and slam you, you know, one star, this and that. You know, people aren't afraid to do that. But when it comes to like a positive comment, sometimes I think it's harder to get people to say positive things. I don't know why. I guess in the moment they're upset or whatever it may be, so they're more likely to be negative. But the fact that people are realizing that it's your true, authentic self, you've built this, and it's you, you know what I mean? Yeah. People are like, this is awesome, you know, and they appreciate it, you know?
Yeah.
So how would you say your own relationship with fitness has evolved since becoming a gym owner? How has it changed?
I mean, I'm much more consistent.
Yeah.
Because I'm there all the time.
I would hope.
When I first started, I was coming, you know, three days a week. And then I gradually added more days, right? I was up to about 5 days a week for the most part. And then when we bought the gym, I was there every single day. But I didn't have all of everything on my shoulders. Like there were four of us that owned it and we all had our own roles, right? And mine was like maintaining, you know, like all of the member accounts, right? Making sure everybody had what they needed and kind of going, we use a software called PushPress. And I was kind of in charge of that where we had somebody doing payroll. We had somebody doing programming. I didn't have all that to do. Mm-hmm. So it was much easier to work out between 2020 and 2024 for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, I can show up, I can get my job done and then I can work out for 2 hours if I wanted to. Having all of that, like last year, it took me a while to, again, get my systems in place and figure out where I can delegate, where I was comfortable delegating, right? And that's like payroll right now. We have a couple different classes that we offer. So one of those classes is called Functional Fit. It's people that just don't want a barbell. They don't want CrossFit. We do functional fitness classes. I've handed off that programming to one of the coaches does that. So I found different ways to delegate to kind of free up some space for me because I'm also a mom.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I love what I do and I love my gym and I love everybody there, but my kids will always come first.
100%.
So my son was diagnosed with diabetes. What's the date today? Almost 2 months ago. And my world was turned upside down for about a month.
Yeah.
And my amazing coaching staff picked it up for me and helped out when they could.
Awesome.
And I think had that happened last year, there might've been a gym for sale. Because last year I was still getting my feet under me. You know, it took me a really long time. I remember talking to Matt Zekman about that too.
Yeah,
like he does an event for us on Small Business Saturday. And we had that conversation. Like he said, I get it. Like it takes a while for you to kind of figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
And for me, it was almost a year. So now, I get to work out usually 4 or 5 days a week, depending on with Carter's diagnosis. I obviously took a hiatus just because learning a disease you have no idea about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot. But I get to move 4 or 5 times a week, more if I want, but I don't do the long hours anymore. It's not like, all right, I got 2 hours of work. No, I'm going to do the classwork and I'm going to do the strength stuff and I'm going to call it a day.
You're going to dip out, right?
I'm going to be 40 in 2 years. Like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. I should have asked you that. Hey, how old do you think I am? That's what I should have said.
I would have probably put you at like my age, like 34, yes. maybe 35, probably even, maybe even younger. Because now, seriously. There's people that, like some clients and stuff that I have for the print shop here, and I'll talk to them and they're like, they're younger than me. Or I find out, oh, you're 27, 28. I'll be 34 in October. And not that that's old. 40 is not even old. My grandfather's 87. Now, obviously he's not in great shape. Obviously he's 87, but he still comes in every day to the shop and he has this routine. You know, he'll come to the shop, go to the YMCA, do his thing. And he's very mentally
sharp.
Good for
him. He's going to the Y.
He goes to the Y.
Damn,
yeah. See? He rides the bike there and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, but, I forget where I was going with that, but it's just crazy how like time flies. And, you know, like I said, I've had some people on the podcast that I'm like, oh, you're like my age. And they're like, no, I'm 26.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Not that I'm getting old, but like, okay. All right. I thought you were a little bit older. So anyway, I think, right. A lot of that fitness and health is huge.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever heard of real quick, Rob Bear, Coach Bear?
Yeah.
At Cedar Crest?
Yeah.
Do you know his story? And like, do you know?
I don't know his story. I just saw it and I was kind of like, you know, kind of like looking into that. So funny story. His nephew, both nephews, Nick and Preston.
Yeah.
They own Bear Nutrition Supplements.
Yeah.
We go, we sell their stuff at our gym.
What is it? BPN.
BPN. Yeah. Yeah.
You sell their stuff at the gym?
Yeah. We have a pretty, they give us a pretty significant discount for wholesaling.
Yeah.
So our people get to reap those benefits. But it was funny. Someone just asked me, we were just talking about Rob. Somebody said something about Rob Bear. He's a big runner.
Yeah. Well, we just hit 50,000 miles.
It's insane.
Twice around the world. That's like literally just, was it last week?
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure. Cause I know he's big into fitness. There's also two guys, Mitch Spittle and Greg Munyon that I know listen, and they are huge into fitness and BPN. Well, same thing with my cousins, Luke and Lance Haynes. I think actually Lance just did the Boston Marathon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, ran in that. So anyway,
Listen, people that can run a marathon are different kind of people. That is not me. Yeah. Give me a barbell.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I didn't mind working out.
Or like, I'd rather do burpees than run.
Yes. Well, yeah, that gets you going,
26
though, burpees.
Miles, yeah.
For the listeners that don't know, like, what is it? Jump, like a jumping jack kind of thing into a push-up?
You basically drop to the floor. In CrossFit, you don't have to do a push-up. You can just lay on the floor and then stand back up. Okay, next week, fair. I get to teach almost 100 first graders how to do a burpee. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. So it's just, like I said, crazy small community. And the reason I mentioned Rob Bear is just I want to shout him out. He was actually the first guest on the podcast.
Cool.
And just an amazing guy. Like his story and the legacy and just the life he lives. Just an awesome kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another big fitness, I'd say, fanatic, you know. And
yeah.
Yeah, so CrossFit has like a very holistic, very health approach, right? What would you say from nutrition and recovery, like how big of a role does that play? And what would you recommend to somebody that, let's say they're into CrossFit, how do you properly recover from a CrossFit workout?
Kind of depends on what it is,
okay,
right? So with CrossFit, we do what's called constantly varied, high intense functional movements, right? And that constantly varied piece is where it throws people off. We're never doing the same thing. So if you're on a training plan, right, and you show up on Monday to a gym and you're doing back and, you know, arms, right? Mm-hmm. And then you show up on Tuesday and you're doing legs. And then Wednesday is like core and something else. You can get a full body workout every day depending on what the workout is. Today was very shoulder heavy. Tomorrow, I don't know what the workout is tomorrow. Yesterday was very leg heavy. So it's constantly varied. So the recovery depends on what you do. But that being said, I'm a big proponent of like rolling out instead of stretching. Rolling out kind of provides a little bit of like massage to your muscles. If you got lactic acid buildup, you've been on a bike for a while. Do you ever like, you're on a bike, you're running and you feel like you're like swelling? That's lactic acid feel. So rolling out certainly helps that. We use a lot of lacrosse balls. Actually, I had a shout out to Chip Wasson, who's one of our OGs of the OG. He's been there since 2010. He brought me lacrosse balls. His boys are they played for Palmyra. They're actually one went to U Delaware. Now he's coaching. Like, they're big into lacrosse fit, or lacrosse. But he brought me a bunch of extra, like, lacrosse balls he had laying around.
Yeah.
They're expensive, man.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, they're hard as a rock.
They are. They're like, but they're great for stretching.
I don't want to get hit by them.
Well, I wanted to get blue ones because we're blue. Like, our colors are blue.
Okay, your colors are blue, like, oh, by the shirt. Yeah.
I'm like, Chip, do you have any laying around? He's like, yeah. And he brought me like 12. I'm like,
so
great.
You use them to like roll your muscles out and everything.
So,
when you say roll out. Yeah.
Like, yes, today we did a lot of bench press. So I asked my class after the 9 a.m. class, I said, you know, if you have time, like, lay on the floor, lay on your belly, put a lacrosse ball like right in your pec and move your arm a little bit to like break up any of that acid in there. Okay. So things like that, recovery for sure. The CrossFit model basically illustrates, you know, working out 2 or 3 days and then resting, working out 2 or 3 days and then resting. So, but there's a rest day and then there's a recovery day built in there, okay. Right? So your recovery days, you're still doing something, but you're just not in the gym. So hiking, walking, running if you want, biking if you want, something, swimming. Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
And then your recovery day is like where we just veg and do nothing. So,
yeah.
I do think the recovery depends on what you do. We do 20, we have a 20 rep back squat cycle happening right now. So you're back squatting 20 times.
20 times?
20 times with a little bit of weight.
Okay.
So legs are a little, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Jello-y
just,
after that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
A little sore. Go for a walk. Take the dog for a walk. You know.
I'm just picturing back when, again, I used to work out like after leg day, just trying to sit. And this is gonna sound funny, but trying to sit on the commode.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And your legs are like. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I've been there for 13 years, and there are days that when we do a lot of like lunging or something, I literally have to hold onto the walls and sit down to pee because you're sore.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it, right?
That feels good, kind of, you know?
It does.
Which
yeah.
is kind of sick to say, I guess. But
yeah.
You know,
it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Because I accomplished something.
That's it. I was just going to say, yeah, mentally, physically, you know, yeah, you accomplished something, you did something. And what about ice baths? Because again, to mention Greg Munyon and Mitch Spittle, those guys are big into like doing the ice baths or like a sauna or something like that. Is that something you'd recommend? Or
I love
is
them.
That just a fad?
I don't think so.
It has benefits, right?
I've done it a few times. Our thing is the water in our gym is tough. Like we'd have to put it inside. So there's these things called cold plunges. Now there's a bunch of companies out there. Mod Pod is one of them. It actually looks like a big giant Yeti cooler.
Okay.
But the cold plunge actually looks like a tub, like a square tub.
Yeah.
They're expensive. And to keep the water cold, to get that, you know, piece of equipment, you need to like keep it cold. It's a lot.
It's
so
like
for
thousands
us,
of dollars probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We have like a horse trough that we use. And then we have like Eamon actually has like a blow up one that he uses. But the problem is then you have to buy ice every time you want to use it. So
right.
He actually just came up with a brilliant idea. We'll get liter bottles and freeze them.
Oh, that's good.
And then just stick those in there.
That makes
you know,
sense.
When you're, so then you can just keep reusing them instead of, you know, getting ice every time, right? So we'll probably do that. But I'm a big proponent of ice baths. Melissa Green actually got a cold plunge for her birthday last year.
Nice.
She does it almost, I don't know if it's every
almost
day.
Almost daily,
but it's not just for recovery, too. Like, there's a lot of good benefits about that. So, yeah, I'm a big proponent. If we can somehow get those into Hershey at some point.
Yeah.
That's not the exciting news.
Okay,
so.
I was going to say, is that it? We got it?
I wish it was.
Yeah,
maybe down the road.
But don't tell me now.
It's on the,
don't tell
you
me
know.
The recording. Yeah, on the horizon, on the future.
Yeah.
So, you know, in life, we all face a lot of setbacks, a lot of moments of defeat. How do you overcome those moments and those moments of doubt, right, and move forward in your life?
In terms of the gym or?
Gym, you know, life in general. I mean, for the listeners, right, because everyone's going through, like, people face different demons, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's addiction or whatever it may be. So, like, how do you move forward, or what do you find that helps you get through, you know, a moment of doubt?
Yeah. Well, I'm going through a pretty tough divorce right now. I have two little boys that I have to split time with. It's difficult, but my community is my support system right now. You know, I think when you look at gyms, you think, oh, it's just a gym. But CrossFit gyms aren't just gyms. And I can say that about all of them, right? Because everybody's got their own community. Like Gamma has a great community. Acernus, I'm sure, I don't really know much about Acernus, but I know they have a great community. You know, we have a great community. Like when you go to a gym that you feel like you're a part of a family, it freaking helps, man. Because you can walk in there in your darkest days. And I always said CrossFit or just movement in general is like meditation. You don't think. You think about what you're doing in that moment. So you show up on a really shitty day and you just move the best you can. You're not thinking about what you were bringing in with you. The heavy whatever is coming in with you, you're not thinking about that. You're thinking about, all right, I have 4 more burpees to do, or I have 3 more pull-ups to do, or I have to lift this heavy bar. So what do I have to think about? Like, that's what you're thinking about. So I always said it's like moving meditation. And for me, that's my escape. And then obviously walking in to smiling faces. My God, every time you walk in our gym, somebody's standing there. Hi, you know, how are you? You know, just having those people and having that outlet has been huge, huge.
Yeah.
So.
How can our listeners connect with you and follow along on the interwebs?
Well, we're on Instagram, CrossFit Hershey. I'm on Instagram. Well, I have like 4 P's in my name. But if you find us on Instagram, I always follow back. That's for sure. We're also on Facebook. We're over across from In The Net.
Yeah, that's where you guys are. Yeah, that's where you're at. Okay. Across In The Net. I was right.
So, the history of how we got our name was interesting. When Tim and Kate Steele opened it, it was the first CrossFit in the area, and it's the Hershey area. So he used CrossFit Hershey, right? Yeah. And it just stuck. So we're not technically in Hershey, but he was the first one. So,
I gotcha. Okay. So. And if people want to join, where go to the website or how?
They can go right to the website. There's a link on the bottom, directs it right to my email. You could also drop a line. Gives you like your name, your info. It comes right to my email. So
perfect. Yeah. So before we close out, is there anything else that I might not have known or we didn't talk about that you want to share? Not obviously telling us what the surprise is.
Yeah. No. Well, we'll just say that we'll be back for part 2, and we'll tell you everything going on. Yeah.
I got it. I like it. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, then I'm going to wrap up. Do you want to try the states alphabetical order one more time? It's up to you because I know I can't do it. Okay, go slow. I won't time you.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Florida, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. I have to practice that.
Yeah, but that was great. That was under 60 seconds, no doubt.
Yeah.
You did.
I did it, but it's been a while.
Wow.
Rusty.
That was awesome. I love that. Awesome. All right. Well, then, we'll wrap it up and definitely have you on for a part 2.
Cool.
I think that'd be cool.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Jenna Palumbo, owner of CrossFit Hershey. You didn't think I was going to get that, did you?
I didn't think
Palumbo.
You were going to.
I got it. Thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.